place. It takes place in our Father's house. Manuscript Releases, Volume 15, page 331. Instead of developing a character in enduring trial and bearing with courage and perseverance, they sink under the cloud. Said the angel, "If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how can thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace wherein thou trustest, they wearied thee, then how will thou do in the swelling of the Jordan?" Jeremiah 12:5. The time of trouble is before us. And if there is lack of courage and ambition now, how will they pass the fearful scenes of that trying hour? Some make their lives almost useless by thinking they are more afflicted than they really are. The Lord calls for a reform. Manuscript Releases, Volume 15, page 331. What Sister White is saying here, what Jeremiah is saying, if we can't run with the footmen, how are we going to run with the horses? If we can't faithfully keep self crucified in Gideon's father's house, then how are we going to keep self crucified when the whole world is arrayed against us during the time of trouble? If we're going to be able to stand during the time of trouble when all the world is persecuting us, then we first will have to stand when our Father's house is persecuting us. Because this issue of tearing down the altar of Baal in our Father's house in the story of Gideon, what did those men want to do to Gideon for tearing down their altar and their grove? Well, they wanted to kill him. It was a hatred that took place there. Nonetheless, it was essential that that's where the first battle was fought by Gideon, was in his father's house. Thoughts of the Mounts of Blessing, page 31. Through trials and persecution, the glory, character of God is revealed in His chosen one. And if you remember earlier on in our presentations, we looked at a passage from Christ's Object Lesson. The last message of warning to the world is a message of God's love, of His character, of His glory. And brothers and sisters, before that message goes to the world, that message comes to His people. And how does it come to His people? Through His people. His people that are symbolized in Gideon's story as possessing a counterfeit